joins us now. Me tuku mihi, kia koe, Nicole. Thanks very much for joining us here again on Irirangi Wātea.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. Thanks for having me again.
So I did want to catch up with you around the ACT Party policy on gangs, the policies, the if you can just unpack for us some of the decisions or the drivers of the policy at hand. So one of them is an injunction around where gang members can where they can move, where they can live, who they can associate with. Is it just for gang members or is it for criminals? And do we not have a non-association order in place anyway?
Sure. So, look, I'll just talk to how we got to this in the first place. So, you know, we've been going around the country having an honest conversations tour, which started when recess started only 10 days ago. But before that, we also had a free speech tour. And that's about actually going out to the community and asking them about the things that really matter to them. And law and order came up as a really significant issue that most of New Zealanders have a problem with, and it's a problem in how we're dealing with a lot of new laws and not much order. So we put our heads together and we came up with some policies. We tested it out on some people and then we did the research to see whether or not this could work in New Zealand. And as a result, we announced on Tuesday a set of law and order initiatives. And part of that was going after the gangs to continually look to hit them where it hurts, which is in their pockets. And the reason for this, Claudette, is because we've had so much feedback that gangs, gang lifestyle, really serious violent criminal activity, drug peddling, it's just running rife in just about every town and city centre throughout New Zealand. And people want something done about it. They don't like the way this current government is being soft on crime. So what we've looked to introduce, what we would like to introduce when we become government, is what we call gang injunction orders. Now, these injunction orders are based on what we've seen in studies conducted in the United Kingdom and also over in Los Angeles, where they've been going since 2017 and 2018. That's when the studies were done. And it actually showed a massive reduction in criminal activity and gang-related crime. So we'd like to introduce it here. And what that means is it's not every criminal would have an injunction on them. It actually allows the police to apply to the district court for an injunction order to be placed on a person who is on the national gangs list. And at the moment, there's 8,006 people who have been recognised as patched gang members that are on that list. So it doesn't mean that the police can just rock on up and slap an injunction order on somebody and say, you can't associate with this person or you must keep away from your family. They actually have to be able to apply to the court and show that there is a risk from that person of offending, and it could be in relation to violence, it could be in relation to family violence or drug dealing offending. They have to make their case to the court, and then the judge will say, okay, and he will think of whatever the injunction order is that would be appropriate to that member of the national gangs list in order to help keep society safe. So it's not a one-stop shop, so to speak. There would be a whole series of things that would be available to the court to be able to impose on somebody who police believe and have proven poses a threat to our community. So that's where we're moving with those gang injunction orders. It's not that you would automatically get slapped with five different things. It's that the judge would decide what would be in the best interest of the community by keeping a particular person away from other particular persons, as well as where they frequent, you know, keeping them away from certain things like gun shops or stuff like that, and from areas where there is concern over the serious criminal and violent offending.
Thanks very much.
That's one.
Oh, yeah, great. And we're going to talk about the income one in just a moment, but if we can just just unpack this one. And thanks very much for giving us a really good, clear explanation of that. I just want to just take a step back to most New Zealanders. You made a comment around most New Zealanders. The hui hikoi that you had would not have been with most New Zealanders. It would have been with a select group of supporters, ACT Party supporters, and they would be the ones that would have your supporters who are far right, would be fair to say, would be in support of this policy, absolutely. But it's a misnomer to say that the majority of New Zealanders would support this. Do you not think?
No, I don't actually, Claudia. And one of the things that's been really quite obvious with our honest conversations tour is that we are getting non-traditional ACT supporters coming to our event. And the events have been huge. We, for example, there was one held last night in Hastings and there were 200 people that came. And the events that I've attended, we've actually had people come in and they've been traditionally Labour supporters, but they don't like what's going on and what's happening. You know, when I look at some of the feedback that I get on social media as well as in emails, there's a lot of support for wanting ideas where we can be tougher on crime. And I think when you read the newspapers, when you hear some of that feedback, it's not from the far right. It's from people, just your normal average Joe, including those that don't have anything to do with politics, that just don't feel safe in their neighbourhoods. And we're effectively saying, OK, we're listening and we've got some ideas and here's some of our ideas, because we don't actually like what this government's doing. We don't think it's making a change. And in fairness, if you have a look, we've had a 50% increase in numbers of gang membership since 2017 under the Labour government, and we're not seeing consequences to that. We're actually seeing videos coming out where we've got gang members talking about making sure they vote in the right place, where they're talking about all sorts of things that are detrimental to society altogether. And so the feedback we're getting is that, Claudette, and it is coming from a lot of people. And I wouldn't say that ACT is a far-right party. We are on the right side, of course, and we will make sure that we continue to have propositions to the things that we oppose, because there's no point just jumping up and down and saying we don't like what Labor's doing.
Thank you very much for clarifying that. But I do want to ask you, whether or not this kind of corridor, where you were saying the majority of New Zealanders, and then you begin to talk about the gangs and the statistics, which we know are very real, but actually you're inciting fear. And then when we talk about gangs, and then this kind of supporter of these policies are looking at Māori, and then there is a drumming up of fear of Māori and gangs, but essentially Māori. Do you think that you are inciting fear of Māori while you're also inciting fear and wanting an understanding of gangs, but actually it's a race? What is your response to those that say you're dog whistling and it is targeting Māori?
There's a lot that you just said there, Claudette, so I'll try and capture.
Okay, well, I'll put it more simply. Yeah, I'll put it more simply. Do you think that the rhetoric, that the corridor that you're actually using and the manner in which you're using it is political dog whistling and targeting Māori, racially targeting and subjugating Māori by the type of rhetoric you're using?
Yeah, no, totally not. I mean, if you've got to have a look at it with open eyes, and you asked whether or not we were creating fear. We're not creating fear. Gangs that are peddling meth and drugs, that are beating people up, that are shooting our frontline police, they are the ones that are creating the fear. We are looking to create opportunities. And when I hear the rhetoric about these are racist policies and you're going after Māori, you know, I think that's actually quite nonsense. And I think it's about time that our media turn around and actually have a look at the victims of these crimes, the victims of the gang
The victims of the
violence,
crimes
because
are
they are
actually,
Māori.
yeah, they are
They are
Māori.
Māori as
They are
well.
Māori. And
And
also
so
to the
we're not
gang
putting an
members, do you
emphasis
not,
on
but do
Māori.
you not also agree that the victims of state abuse are also gang members, that the perpetuators are also victims themselves, and that punitive policies like this will only perpetuate the type of culture around gangs? Would it not be better for ACT to come up with policies that will stop our rangatahi from getting into gangs at the front door, rather than having policies at the back door that whack them over the head as they're coming back out again? Do you, in the research that you did, is there no research that ACT can show that measures that help prevent rather than stopping at the other end? You're the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff with your policies.
I don't believe that we are, Claudia, and I invite people to actually go to our website, www.act.org.nz, and have a look at our policies, because we also recognise that it's not just about the tough-on-gang stance, which we think is necessary, is not racist and has to be done, but also looking at the platform of how we can produce good members of society that have opportunities. And we've done that with quite a number of our other policies. The one that we're talking about right now is the going tough on gangs. And that is a policy that we're not apologetic for. We think it actually needs to happen. But by going and having a look at our other policies, you'll see that there is actually quite a bit of stuff in there that we want to do to help people in situations where they have been abused, where they themselves have been victims. But that is not an excuse to victimise others. So what we need to do is make sure that we come down on the gangs to stop the prevalence of that behaviour, but also have a backup for them. And we've done that in other ways with other policies. Like, for example, we want educational partnerships back, and we
want charter schools back. We have a charter school here too, but I just want to push back on you. Not all gang members are criminals. Not all criminals are gang members. But this policy is targeting gang members specifically. So, and you're talking about those gang members that the police identify as criminals. Where does it stop? Will the wives and partners of these gang members also be identified in this policy? Will the children of the gang members that you've identified in this policy be caught up in this as well too? That seems, you know, where will this policy stop? And the second thing is, that is a lot of work for the police, who are already overburdened, and a heck of a lot of work for the courts, who are already overburdened. So, you know, three questions there. One, where will it stop? And the second one is huge work for the police. Are you ready to pay them additional for doing this extra mahi, and the courts as well too?
So the first question, where will it stop? It stops and starts with members on the national gangs list, 8,006 of them. The police.
But I can guarantee you that there are women on that list as well too. And I can guarantee you that even the Māori Women's Welfare League were also identified as being terrorists. So
I'm sorry, Claudette, you've asked me two questions, you've stopped me in the middle of answering one, and you've made a statement, so I'm not quite sure where you want me to go.
I'm saying what you've done is a policy, and what will the people that will get caught up in this, has ACT thought about the family members, the extended whānau members, women and children that will be caught up in this policy as well too? Given that there have already been identified Māori groups like the Māori Women's Welfare League who were picked up as groups of interest when it came to terrorism. So yes, if we can pick up, if we can pick up the Māori Women's Welfare League, you can pick up a wahine who has had, who is the mother of a gang member, who's the partner of a gang member, who's the child of a gang member. If you can pick up the Women's Welfare League, you can pick them up.
Would she be on the national gang list? Can
you guarantee that they will not be?
They would be on the national gang list if they are wearing a patch and they are behaving in such a manner that causes concern.
Can you guarantee
that,
though?
On the list.
Yeah, can you guarantee that, though?
I can guarantee you, Claudette, that the people that are on the national gangs list are the people who have police have identified as being a menace to society. And whether they're male, female, Māori,
you can't guarantee me that because you can't guarantee You can't. I'm sorry, but you can't. And that is the issue. That's one of the issues. Yeah, you can't guarantee me that innocent people will not be included on that register, given that we have registers with rangatira groups already on them, like Māori Women's Welfare League. You can't guarantee me that. And this policy will just open the floodgates.
Terrorist group with national gangs list.
Well, yes, that's right. Well, no, it's part and parcel.
Also, Claudette, did you know that every member on the national gangs list currently has, on average, 36 convictions?
And did you know that over 90...
So they are not pillars of society.
But did you also know that over 80% of them have also been state care... They have been in state care, and over 75%
of
them.
Not all of them have been in state care. And
I said over 80% of them have been in state care, and over 75% of them have been abused in state care.
Does that make it okay to pick up a gun and shoot a frontline police officer?
No. What it means is that these punitive policies aren't working. That's what it means.
Well, neither is being soft on them. That's not worked. That's caused an increase of over 50% since Labor got in.
You know that these punitive measures just help to perpetuate that criminality in a child, in a rangatahi, in state care. You know that these, you know that locking up our people, anybody with hardened criminals, it just perpetuates that criminality. It is not working.
Would you like them out on the street then, Claudette?
But what,
would
is
you
that,
like
is,
people who commit crime, serious violent crime?
What we would like from our lawmakers, I think, Nicole, what we'd like from our lawmakers, Nicole, is to come up with policies that help build our people
and
help build and keep our community safe. What this policy is throwing them in jail and throwing away the key.
No, it's not. No, it's not at all. And that just goes to show the lack of you actually going through and having a look at the rest of the policies, Claudette. We have other initiatives in place to help rehabilitate when people go into correction services. You're looking at one of our policies and you're saying, I don't like it. You're identifying people that are not identified on the national gangs list and you are misreading it, but you have not gone
Yeah, but you can't give me any guarantee. So I'm not misreading it. You're just unable to tell me whether or not this is true.
That will be targeted. And if they are on the national gangs list, then they're open for targeting.
Give me a guarantee that these innocent people will not be there and will be happy.
Innocent people on the national gangs list, is that what you're suggesting?
There are people who should not be under the radar. We have got tamariki who are being photographed by police. We have got tamariki who are being photographed by police. We have got the Māori Women's Welfare League being identified as a group of interest.
Are they on the national gangs list?
But they are on the police list. So what is to stop the gang list from not having these? Thank you. I've got to go now, actually, and we're talking banking now. But Nicole, I really do.
Thank you, Claudette.
Thank you very much for joining us. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Not 100%.